everyone's talking about this joke. They are just facts and just not funny. Hey there, Zesties. You're tuning in to the Gleeful Talk Show, where we share zesty stories to cultivate the happiness and hero within and out. On the show, we talk about personal experiences, development, society, and culture. So if these are the topics that you're interested in, then please keep on listening. Happy New Year, Zesties. I hope you had a wonderful Christmas celebration if you were celebrating. And of course, I wish you a very wonderful 2024. It's just been 2 weeks from the start of the year. However, there have been a lot of explosive and literally explosive things that happened around the world at the start of 2024. My heart goes out to the people in Japan who have suffered the loss of the devastating earthquake. I really pray that everyone affected will be in a better place now. And of course, the trauma around that they have experienced, I hope eventually they will feel better. I think there are a lot of websites to donate to. I think one of the YouTubers that I follow abroad in Japan, he had shared some links on one of his videos if you want to donate. But I heard also that it might be difficult to donate from overseas just because of some Japanese banking system. So not too sure about that. But ultimately, of course, we pray for Japan's healing. And there were other also, you know, explosive events that happened during the first 2 weeks of the year. And that was also the plane crash of Japan Airlines. They crashed with the Coast Guard, a smaller plane, who is about to give aid to the ones affected by the earthquake. But apparently they found out that the Coast Guard wasn't cleared to fly on that runway. So hopefully they will be able to know what really transpired and have clear whether, you know, at least that will be a learning experience for them. And unfortunately, it has cost the lives of, I think, 4 out of 5 Coast Guards on that smaller plane. But miraculously and thankfully that the crew of Japan Airlines and the passengers as well did a really good job in evacuating the airplane. There was another similar issue of airplane in the U.S. One of the Alaska Airlines airplane, one of the door plugs, in a sense, kind of got ripped out mid-flight, around like few minutes after takeoff, which is utterly horrifying if you were a passenger in that plane. And at the moment, they are investigating a lot of the Boeing 737 MAX 9s at the moment. And I've read in a lot of news that Boeing as a company is kind of struggling with their quality checks, unfortunately. But I hope this is a wake-up call to the company, you know, to put safety first, human lives and the passengers, and not to put the profits first. So that's a bit a roundup of the last 2 weeks, Zesties. And I know I'm not opening the new episode this year with a happy note. However, let's just try to laugh it out in a sense. You know, we just gotta laugh it out because we can't do anything. I mean, we can do something, but, you know, not take things seriously. And that goes to our topic today, which is the Golden Globes. So the Golden Globes has been making its headlines this year, but not in a good way. And I have thoughts about it. So in a few moments, Zesties, we will talk about the cringe moments of the night, why Taylor Swift was not happy about a joke, not entirely throwing shade at her, and why Robert Downey Jr., one of the actors in Oppenheimer, was defending Barbie, and more. So stay tuned. So Zesties, first off, let's talk about the cringe moments. Yes, indeed. So this year's awards night was hosted by Jokoy, a Filipino-American comedian, a stand-up comedian, who has apparently have taken on the gig just 10 days before the event. So Zesties, I want to ask you if you would have given such a tough gig with a few days to prepare, would you take it? Please let me know in the comments down below. I have to say though that this is for the bold, all right? But here's a few snippets of the host's opening monologue.
Welcome to the 81st Annual Golden Globes. I'm your host, Joe Coy. Look, I'm just taking this all in. Let me look around. I'm taking this all in. I'm so excited to be here. This is a dream come true, not just for me, but for everybody in here. We all dreamt of this moment. And look at this. Look at this room. Look around. I mean, like look around. Look, Kevin Costner's here. Kevin Costner's never here. Kevin's like in a mountain with a cow or something, but today he's here. Don Cheadle's here. I'm just looking around. Just everybody's here. Like, this is a good night. And I got the best seat in the house. When I was a kid growing up, I used to watch this show, and I would stay up late with my family just trying to guess who would win. And every time, my mom would say, "It's Meryl Streep, stupid. Who else is going to win? She wins every time." And she was right. You do. You win all the time.
Although I've just, you know, let you hear the snippet of the first opening monologue on audio, but I don't know if you can even hear or hear it, the awkwardness around the room. And I think when I first saw this, I thought only to myself that this was like cringy or awkward, just because I know Joe Coy's background, as he is Filipino American, talking most of his jokes, or all of his jokes actually, are about, you know, the Filipino accent, how Filipinos are, etc. So I just feel that he was not up for it, just even at that moment, because I'm not saying that because he's Filipino, etc., he's not cut out for the Globes. It's not about that, but it's more about his background in stand-up, where most of his jokes and roasting is mainly about Asians and about Filipinos, especially the accent and how we behave. Seeing him try to roast, even like Kevin Costner there, Meryl Streep, even though it was just a light one, it's just a bit awkward. He is not in his element, I have to say. There was a point that the camera panned to Reese Witherspoon. And I feel like when he said, "Welcome, I'm Joe Coy," and I don't think everyone knows him. And I think that in a room like this, I feel like the host would need to be equally, I guess, rich, like Ricky Gervais. They might accept to be roasted on or something. And they just don't know him. Like, they don't know, like, who is this guy hosting the Globes? And if the, you know, audience doesn't really know you, they might not have that much respect for you. Maybe like that, it might be, you know. And there's just a lot of awkwardness there. And it went on for 10 minutes, which I'm still going to show you later on. But during the 10 minutes, basically, Zesties, I was like facepalm. It was really awkward. But kudos to Joe Coy to be bold enough to take on this gig. It's not an easy gig, and it's a very tough room. It's one of the toughest rooms to, you know, to joke on, to be in. So, and especially that he's not really part of the crowd, all the more. Really all the more. So anyways, let's listen to other snippets of the monologue.
My New Year's resolution for 2024 is to finish Oppenheimer in 2025. Like, seriously, I'm almost there. I love Oppenheimer, especially the first season. That's so stupid. Oppenheimer answered a lifelong question that's been on my mind for years. Yes, scientists do get laid, as long as they look like Cillian Murphy. Oppenheimer and Barbie are competing for cinematic box office achievement. Oppenheimer is based on a 721-page Pulitzer Prize-winning book about the Manhattan Project. And Barbie is on a plastic doll with big boobies. I watched Barbie. I loved it. I really did love it. I don't want you guys to think that I'm a creep, but it was kind of weird being attracted to a plastic doll. Just something about your eyes, Ryan. So the whole show, just close your eyes, Ryan. Everyone just looks into your eyes. And Margot, it's not always about you. The key moment in Barbie is when she goes from perfect beauty to bad breath, cellulite, and flat feet. Or what casting directors call character actor.
To be honest, I didn't get that joke in terms of the character actor thing, mainly just because I don't know what a character actor is. But a character act, but I've Googled it now, and a character actor is a film or television performer who specializes in portraying unique, offbeat, colorful characters in supporting roles. The term can be applied to actors who excel in one specific type of character or those who transform themselves for each role and take a wide range of character types. And again, I still, after knowing this definition, I still didn't get the joke. So, which means it wasn't really funny. And about his joke with Oppenheimer versus Barbie, which is called the Barbenheimer phenomenon back then, right? If you remember, I do have an episode about it as well, about Oppenheimer. But anyway, about his joke on Oppenheimer versus Barbie, that Barbie is like a plastic doll with big boobies and Oppenheimer is a 71-page Pulitzer Prize. So apparently, Robert Downey Jr. has taken on his thoughts and commented on a video showing, you know, this snippet as well. And he said that no movie is better than the other just because they are different genres. Movies have diverse storylines and can be amazing in so many ways. We need to stop this rhetoric. Although, guys, I'm not really a fan of, you know, Joe Coy or even like Robert Downey Jr. I'm just neutral about them. So, you know, my comment is just basically what I felt or what I think about, you know, on that situation. And I have to say that the Barbie Oppenheimer joke wasn't funny at all as well. You know, like, because the premise of Barbie was more on really like feminism, right? Something like that. And although he tried to be funny, but I think it wasn't really funny. And the writing of the joke wasn't witty at all, unfortunately. But good thing that I think the Barbie creator was didn't take it too much of an issue. But, you know, other actors feel offended. Which again is, you know, these rich people can get easily offended if they look down on a person, I have to say. So I think that's just the main thing of what's happening about the Golden Globes, because no one knows about Joe Coy and he's roasting, you know, big people, big fishes out there, and they just don't think that he could, you know, he has a right to roast them. Which again is like, you know, human nature, I guess, like, you know, the rich and the powerful has like, there's a lot of ego in the room, I have to say. But also, I think the joke wasn't funny at all. And here's another one.
Some I wrote, some other people wrote. Robert De Niro's here. Yo, I got the gig 10 days ago. You want a perfect monologue? Yo, shut up. You're kidding me, right? Slow down. I wrote some of these, and they're the ones you're laughing at. Look, Robert De Niro's here. I'm sorry. I'm a fan. I'm fanning out. I love you, Robert. Okay? If it's awkward, I'm sorry. I had to do that in front of you. I know it sucks. I'm a bit awestruck. This guy's amazing. Decade after decade, he just kills it every single time. I don't know how you do it, man. I swear to God. Your last performance has got to be your greatest performance ever. How'd you get her pregnant at 80? CGI?
So yeah, you heard it that he mentioned that he got the gig ago 10. So there you have it. He mentioned that he got the gig 10 days ago. And if they want a perfect monologue, then they should shut up. So it's again, not funny. Oh my God. It's so cringeworthy. I'm just, yeah, it's really not funny. And again, I mean, it's easy for me to say because I'm not up there. But again, you know, it's just facts. Like, it's just not funny. And one of the things I think also that why his performance bombed, not to say that they are, you know, they could have been funnier. I think he just lacks the confidence as well. And of course, that boils down to he's really not really, you know, part of the crowd. Like, he's though he is somebody, but he is not as famous as these people. So I think, you know, there's still a bit of intimidation there on his part. And what I just didn't like is he did mention that some of the things here he wrote and some he didn't, and they are laughing at the ones that he wrote, which is a shade on the other writers who wrote the joke for him, which is quite uncalled for and unprofessional, I had to say. I don't have really strong emotions about the other jokes because, you know, I just think it's not funny, and that's just that. But dissing the other writers in front of thousands of people and famous people is just not professional to me. So, and it's really, I don't have anything else to say, actually. It's just not funny. And he talked about the Robert De Niro being pregnant at 80. And again, I didn't know about this news. And when I first heard the joke, I didn't get it. But apparently, Robert De Niro and his girlfriend, which is way younger, they is pregnant or just had a child. And then that's why he was saying that CGI, who did the thing to the girlfriend. I think he could have wrote that, or the joke could have been better if you want to roast it. Yeah, I think just the type of the jokes or the lines were not at all funny. So I think that's just that. And at least the good thing about it is Robert De Niro's just not, you know, just unfazed about it. But people are, of course, the netizens are reacting for Robert De Niro, like saying that it's uncalled for, that, you know, like he shouldn't pry on his private life. But, you know, these are comedians. They pry on your private life and mock at you. That's just their job. And people were offended for Robert De Niro. I mean, I think just the thing with the lines that Joe Coy threw during this night, they're more facts and not really a joke. So I guess maybe that's just that spewing facts and not really more on the joke side. And just people get offended, you know, most of the time just because of who delivered it, I feel.
Succession has 9 nominations. And I just want to, wow, that's really, that's it? But you got more? There's a clapping, like 9, really? Just a great series about a rich, white, dysfunctional family, all scheming. Oh no, that's the crown, I'm sorry. How great was Imelda Staunton in The Crown? Wasn't she amazing? Her portrayal of the queen was so good, Prince Harry called her and asked her for money. Like I said, I didn't write all these. That one's not mine. Turns out Prince Harry and Meghan Markle will still get paid millions of dollars for doing absolutely nothing. And that's just by Netflix.
See, you've heard it again, that he said that it was not his joke, etc. Because maybe it wasn't funny. Yeah, and about the Prince Harry and Meghan and about the Netflix documentary. So on the video, the camera panned to the Netflix CEO, and he was quite a good sport. I really appreciate those people who are a good sport in these kinds of situations. And of course, there are jokes that are below the belt, but overall, I think that Joe Coy's jokes are, you know, not even offensive to the least. They are just facts and just not funny. And for those fans of Joe Coy, please forgive me. I'm not saying that Joe Coy is not funny. It was just the jokes during the Golden Globes. So, of course, there are jokes of Joe Coy that I find funny. I've watched his Netflix specials as well. They are funny. And, of course, sometimes kind of like degrading the Filipinos. And I know that some people also don't like the jokes because they are degrading the Filipinos. So, whatever floats your boat, all right? And so, yeah, that's why it's just not his element, I have to say. Yeah, and again, going back to the people who are a good sport, really appreciate that they still find it funny, or not find it funny, but kind of like laugh at it. I think that if you take yourself too seriously, which sometimes we do, and we just need to remind ourselves that, you know, life, it is what it is. And you know, we're not going to get out of this life alive, you know, if you know what I mean. So you just got to be less too serious because we're not going to get out of this life alive anyway, if you know what I mean. So yeah, I think that's one of the takeaways as well in this situation of the Golden Globes. And here's the meat, actually, of the night. And everyone is talking about it. Let's hear it.
The big difference between the Golden Globes and the NFL. On the Golden Globes, we have fewer camera shots of Taylor Swift. I swear. There's just more to go to here.
So yes, everyone's talking about this joke. And for those who haven't seen the video, after he told that joke, the camera panned to Taylor Swift and she stared at him glaring while drinking her champagne. And it was quite evident that she is not happy with the joke, or let's say just even pissed at the least. And, you know, when I heard about the joke, of course, because I wasn't watching NFL and I'm also not a Swiftie, so I'm just very neutral about it. So it's like, okay, but it kind of makes sense because, yeah, Taylor Swift is the biggest star right now. Therefore, don't mess with Taylor Swift, as they say, because she's the biggest star right now. So don't ever, ever mess with Taylor Swift because you will have it coming. The fans will just go at you. And of course, wherever she goes, she gets all these camera shots, right? But apparently, she is dating a football star, and recently on the games she went there to support him and she got a lot of the camera shots rather than almost like the game, right? And I only know about that information after, you know, researching about what is the joke about. And it wasn't even really about this on Taylor Swift. It was about the NFL. It was like nothing to do with Taylor Swift in a sense that she doesn't have control of the camera. And that's why I was baffled why she was very offended on this one. This was just a fact. So I was just like, you know, it's just really weird. And again, the fans go on, you know, saying that Taylor Swift has been devastated. She doesn't have the control of the cameras, etc. And why are you throwing shade at her, etc. I mean, like, this guy is a comedian and he was just paid to kind of like roast the people there. So people are like even too sensitive now. I guess that's why Ricky Gervais has turned down this gig, because people are very sensitive, especially the rich and famous, right? Because just human nature, that as the rich and the famous, the richer you are and the more famous you are, of course, you have more ego. That's just the equation of it, right? And with this, you know, like people are saying that, oh, why is he, you know, dissing on Taylor Swift? And even like Ryan Reynolds, who is like a close friend of Taylor Swift, was like commenting on one of the Instagram posts about this video, like how unoriginal. Well, I guess it's unoriginal in a sense that, you know, people were already talking about this during, like, I think during the games, that, you know, Taylor Swift got a lot of camera shots. So I guess, you know, in a way also to throw shade at Joe Coy, but I just don't think it was kind of funny, you know. It's not like ha 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 funny, but, and again, it's not offensive at all. And speaking of offensive, let's listen to this clip.
By the way, Killers of the Flower Moon is so great. Killers of the Flower Moon, the cast is here. Robert De Niro, Leonardo DiCaprio, Lily Gladstone, you guys crushed it. Crushed it. The one thing I learned about that movie is that white people stole everything. You guys stole everything. Not like 97%. You guys stole 100% of everything. You took the land. You took the oil. You took the premise of the movie. What? That was your premise? That's hilarious. I don't care. It's just that the room is really white. The room's like, yeah, we did take it.
So I haven't watched The Killers of the Flower Moon, but this got me really intrigued. So I've searched on what is the premise of this movie. So according to Wikipedia, Killers of the Flower Moon is a 2023 American epic Western crime drama film directed and produced by Martin Scorsese, who co-wrote the script with Eric Roth based on the 2017 nonfiction book by David Grant. Set in the 1920s Oklahoma, it focuses on a series of murders of Osage members and relations in the Osage Nation after oil was discovered on tribal land. The tribal members had retained mineral rights on their reservation, but a corrupt local boss sought to steal the tribal members' wealth. Well, you had me at murders, you know, Zesties. I really love murder mystery type of thing. Books, shows, films, etc. So you had me at murders here. So I'm very curious about this movie. And apparently it garnered 93% on Rotten Tomatoes. So well done. And yes, back to the whatever was offensive in here. The Golden Globes is predominantly, you know, Caucasian, white people, as they say. And it looks like, you know, his dig on white people stole everything, that kind of joke. And I think it just works maybe when he is doing it as a stand-up comic, but might not really work again in this room. So, well, while people were laughing about it based on the video, I've seen comments that, you know, Joko is racist, blah, blah, blah. I mean, really, like, again, this is just facts, I guess. You know, that was what the movie was about, right? They stole it. And I think one of the comments about the film as well is it's predominantly white too. But it was about like also like indigenous peoples, right? But they didn't able, maybe we were not able to cast one. Well, they don't need to cast an original like Osage members or something. But I guess, you know, with all this woke thing, that about diversity. And again, I'm all for diversity, but that's another topic, Zesties. So yes, Zesties, there you have it, the tea during the Golden Globes. And I want to know what you think about the show. What do you think about Jokoi's jokes and the celebrities' reaction? Please let me know on the comments down below. And I wanted to sum it up by saying that, you know, we don't have to take ourselves too seriously. We shouldn't take a gig that's 10 days before or not well prepared for it. And ego is the enemy. Yeah, it's a book. I know it's a book by Ryan Holiday. And so those are the three main takeaways here today, Zesties. I hope that you've kind of enjoyed this style of episode. Let me know on the comments down below. And of course, thank you so much for tuning in to the episode and for our longtime Zesties. Thank you so much. I hope to see you next week. And if you'd like this episode, please share to your friends, family, enemies, and on your social medias. That would be, you know, that would help the show a lot. And yes, I still have an episode about my trip. It's just being down the pipeline just because of the most recent events. And I don't know if you guys would be interested on me commenting about the Singles Inferno Season 3 on Netflix. Please let me know on the comments down below, and I'm hoping to see you next week.